Well, good morning, TNC family, on this first Sunday in 2024, where today here we start a four-part series called Where Are You Going? Where Are You Going? Because, well, the old Dave Matthews song came on my Pandora radio station the other day, and to be honest, because I grew up in the era of we all listened to the same radio station, and for me it was 99.9 KISS FM in Asheville, North Carolina, but now how cool is it we have our own tailored radio stations? So anyway, the Dave Matthews song came on, Where Are You Going? Which coincided with my reading that morning of Psalm chapter 1. Happy is the one who does not go walking where bad counsel and mockers and sin hang out, but who does go the other way in the delight of God's wisdom and favor. Which coincided with a Maya Angelou poem, because our TNC book club is reading a book of her poems to start the year. And her poem called Continue is about continuing on towards, going towards the way of right living and difference making and love extending. Where are you going? Which reminded me of when I was at the beach as a teenager and I had stayed out all night the night before against the rules. And so I got grounded the next day to staying inside our hotel room all day long while everyone else was out at the beach, which was fine for the first part of the day because I just slept. But by evening, I was getting very restless. And so at one point, when I thought it was safe, I tiptoed to the edge of the hotel room and quietly opened the door. And my mom said, "Where do you think you're going? Where do you think you're going? Where are you going? Walk in this way. Continue in that way." And so at the beginning of a new year, TNC, I just think it's the perfect question. So we're going to talk about it over the next 4 weeks. Where are you going? Because we all have dreams of where we want to go. Resolutions, plans, strategies, dreams. And we all live, consciously or unconsciously, in some kind of dream. The American dream. Financial dreams, political dreams, relational dreams, escapist dreams. Dreams of being famous and liked, of finding the right religion, of being rescued by rationalism and science. Nostalgic dreams. Let's go back to previous days. We have nightmares and daydreams. We are all living in some kind of dream, but too often it's the wrong dream. A hollow dream. A devitalized, dehumanized, misdirected dream. And so, we need to know where we are going and what we're pressing on towards. And not just generally, and not just superficially, but specifically we need to know. And specifically we need to know this year, 2024, where are you going? And part of what I want to say today is that it's into this world of plans and resolutions and dreams that Jesus still comes and his spirit still speaks of that truer and more transcendent and more beautiful dream, not an external dream where only our circumstances change, but one where God walks with us and he whispers, "Where are you going? And will you let me walk with you? And will you share my dreams for you?" Because to paraphrase Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, my dreams are easy and my burden is light. So let's talk about today three God dreams for 2024 that we are invited to walk in. And they're all going to start today with the letter H. Where are you going? Here's the first place, the first plan, the first God dream for 2024. Let's be fully humble. Let's be fully humble. Over the past couple weeks, I've been reading David Brooks's book called The Road to Character. Brooks is one of our nation's leading writers and commentators, best-selling author of The Second Mountain, The Quest for the Moral Life, and the book called The Social Animal, The Hidden Sources of Love, Character, and Achievement. And in this book, The Road to Character, he notes that there are two kinds of virtues: resume virtues, how smart you are, how successful you've been, your achievements and awards and external skills. But then he says there are eulogy virtues, the things people say about us when they speak of us at our funeral. Things like kindness, bravery, faithfulness, servanthood, humility. And most of us would say that eulogy virtues are more important than that resume virtues. But that doesn't stop most folks from making resolutions and plans located in the pursuit of resume virtues. And Brooks says that there has been a shift in our culture away from eulogy virtues and towards virtues centered around resume. He cites a Gallup survey where between 1948 and 1954, thousands and thousands of high school students were asked if they considered themselves to be a very important person. And at that point, around 1950, 12% of folks said, yes, I'm very important. Well, Gallup asked that same question a little over 40 years later, and this time it wasn't 12%. It was 77% of girls and 80% for boys. I'm important. Which reminds me of Walter Isaacson's biography of Leonardo da Vinci, where he notes that during da Vinci's lifetime, he accumulated more than 13,000 pages of notes and drawings, reflections, observations, ideas, interests, goals, and so on. And on one, da Vinci writes, quote, "The greatest deception men suffer is from their own opinion." Daniel Kahneman, the Pulitzer Prize-winning economist, writes that we have an almost unlimited ability to ignore our ignorance. But the path to thinking well and living well, he says, is humility. An awareness that there's a lot you don't know, and that a lot of what you think you know is distorted or wrong. Or as the late, great USC professor Dallas Willard would often say, one of my fundamental assumptions is that I'm wrong about some things because everyone else I know is wrong about some things, and so it would be quite unusual if I wasn't. And so a first dream for 2024 TNC is simply, in the words of the prophet Micah, to walk humbly with our God, to engage every day of 2024 with an attitude of servanthood, a realistic perception of yourself, freedom from the need to be the center of the universe, a deep understanding that when you walk with God, you aren't both God, but rather, Proverbs 11, chapter 2, with humility comes wisdom. Chapter 29, verse 23, the one who is humble will find honor. You want to get better at living, TNC? Then just know that you can and you will if deep inside of you, you know, where are you going? What's your plan? What's your resolution? What's your dream? It is to walk humbly each day of 2024. So that's number one. Let's seek humility in 2024. Second, where are you going? Here's the second place, the second resolution, plan, dream for 2024 that I think God would have for us. And that's to be fully hopeful. First to be humble and now to be hopeful. Let's go to and live in the place of hope. And the kind of hope I'm talking about here is not ultimate hope, something I pray we all have, the ultimate hope that there is a God who loves and cares and has a design and a plan for the universe, including for our eternity. No, right here for today, I'm talking about a more simple kind of hope that Dallas Willard described this way. Hope is the anticipation of the good. It's simply the anticipation of the good. To look forward to the future, and in this case, 2024, with a spirit of optimism and joyfulness, with language and body language that says good is on the way. And this is not just wishing for good to show up. It's actually action-oriented. It's doing hopeful living. Martin Seligman, one of the founders of positive psychology, he's famous, among other things, for an experiment surrounding this idea of living with hope. He writes about it in his book, Learned Optimism. Learned Optimism. When describing the surprising results of an experiment where they were studying dogs. And I apologize to all dog lovers now But here's how the experiment went. Dogs in this study would receive electric shocks, not enough to hurt them, but unpleasant nonetheless. And one group he called the escape group, a group of dogs in one enclosed area that could, with their nose, punch a little button and it would stop the shocks. The other group, in their own separate area, he called the non-escape group, because if they punched the button, the shocks did not stop. And then after a while, I don't remember, several days or something, all of the dogs were put into a common area. And in this area, there was sort of a fake barrier, a little fence that the dog could easily jump over. And when the shocks came, if they hopped over the fence, they would be free of the shocks. And so the expectation was that all of the dogs would see and learn to do this. But what happened was the dogs in the I can escape group, they figured it out, jumped over the barrier, and the shocks stopped. But the dogs who had been in the you can't escape group, turns out that they learned something else, which was that nothing they did would make a difference. And so they just laid there, even though they were now in a position where their actions, hopping over the barrier, would bring them a preferred life, but they didn't, because they were in a condition that Seligman called learned helplessness. And he went on to describe that this is exactly the same with human beings. A human condition he called learned helplessness, the opposite of the book's title, Learned Optimism. And he says, people who have developed learned helplessness are those who become pessimistic and fail to hope. And when they have a problem, they view it as something personal. It's my fault. Secondly, they view it as permanent. This won't ever change. And third, they view it as pervasive, that this one area of problem or disappointment will now pervade everything, my weekends, my friendships, my entertainment, my evening, my energy, my sleep, everything. Personal, permanent, pervasive, learned helplessness, the failure to live and act in hope. And of course, the title of the book, Learned Optimism, gives away his biggest finding, which is we can be people of hope. Because part of the human condition is I do have the power of choice. And yes, problems are inevitable and life won't be all up and to the right, but we can live in hope, because what's between you and your better life? It's simply better choices, rooted in hope. Nobody ends up, TNC, in a better life that doesn't make better choices. And you have that ability, and I have that ability this year. If we want a better life, we can have a better life, which means we should have a strong basis and foundation for hope. So in 2024, let's anticipate the good. Let's act in hope. Let's work hard. Stay focused. Encourage one another, be kind to one another, and even let's, to quote the Apostle Paul in Romans 5, let's rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And Paul goes on, hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom has been given to us. Where are you going? What are your dreams for 2024? First, to be fully humble. Secondly, to be fully hopeful. And then a third thing. Here's the third resolution, plan, dream for 2024. And that's that we would be fully human. To be fully human, because most Christians, I think, believe that the name of the game is to go to heaven when you die, or for your soul to go to heaven. And actually, most folks I know who are not Christians think that that's what Christians believe. But it turns out it's simply wrong, because the entire Bible makes clear from Genesis to Revelation that the name of the game is about God wanting to come and dwell with his human creatures within the renewed creation, ultimately. That line at the end of Revelation is not the dwelling of humans will now be with God, but rather it's, quote, the dwelling of God is now with humans. That's how the Bible works from cover to cover. Jesus doesn't help us rise above our humanity. Jesus enters our humanity. Jesus doesn't die on a cross and rise from the dead to save our soul, but to save all of us, mind, body, and spirit. I really like the words of Leonard Sweet, the theologian, historian, author, in his brand new book. Listen to these words. Jesus does not show us the way to God so that we can be more like God. God does not want us to be more like God. That is what got us into trouble in the first place, wanting to be like God. Refusing to know our place and respect the place where God put us, a human place. To want to be like God is to want to not need God. But Jesus came to show us how to be fully human in partnership and reliance with God. In TNC, in many ways, that's the most revolutionary message of the Bible. It's not that we are divine or that we can become divine, but rather it's that there is an ever-present possibility of the union with the divine, of God with us. And when God is with us, then we are fully human. So, where are you going in 2024? What are your plans, your resolutions, your dreams? How about this? Let's together go the way of humility and hope and becoming fully God-infused humans. Will you pray with me now? God, I pray for every person listening that they would know your presence and your wisdom this year. Will you give them your strength to persevere, courage to move forward in hope, humility to trust you, and the joy of being a fully alive human being, sharing life with you, God, and all of us sharing life together with you as a TNC family. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.